Hi guys, it's Dawn with Makeup Classes Podcast. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode here at makeupclasses.com. And thank you to all of the listeners all over the world for joining me. I am so happy that these recordings have been helping you, inspiring you, and helping you build an amazing career. So this week's podcast is a Makeup Tip Monday. You can find all of my Makeup Tip Mondays on Instagram. There is a button. You can log on to that and check out Makeup Tip Monday number 12. Also on YouTube, I have all of the corresponding videos to the Makeup Tip Monday. So a lot of information. You can read this blog on makeupclasses.com as well, and the link is below. So you can read, you can watch, you can listen here at makeupclasses.com. So this week's podcast is another career-focused discussion, and it's all about leaving your space cleaner than the way you found it. When we work on location makeup artists, it's really important for us to have etiquette, to behave in a certain way, be professional, but also keep our workspace clean. If you're entering someone's home or a hotel room or even a studio for that matter, you are a guest in that space. Always remember that you have been invited in to work, and it's your responsibility to keep the space clean. No one wants to hire a messy makeup artist or hairstylist, someone that comes in like a hurricane, causes havoc, and leave. You really want to have a professional look about yourself. Your kit is professional looking, and you want to be as neat and clean as possible. So I'm going to dive right in and read this blog and then talk a little bit more about the topic of keeping your space really super duper clean. Here we go. Always leave your space cleaner than the way you found it. Clean is beautiful. As makeup artists and beauty professionals, it is imperative to always work in a clean work environment. Your workspace speaks volumes of how much you care about your hygiene, your client's health, and your reputation in the industry. When working on location, it is important to keep your makeover area neat and clean. Tidying up and wiping down items throughout the day should be a habit. At the end of your workday, clean your area and return items to where they belong. This shows respect to other beauty professionals, coworkers, and the owner of the space. Cleanliness is especially appreciated when working in someone's home. Never leave a mess for the homeowner to clean up. Ask where the garbage is and throw out your waste. Ask if you could wipe the table and chairs that you use. If the floor gets dirty, ask for a broom and clean it up. It's the little big things that matter. Cleaning can seem so little and such a small task, but to the person observing your professional behavior, it's big. Watch the fun video on this topic on YouTube or Instagram. Enjoy. Please share your cleaning tips with beauty pros down below. So please engage. We love hearing from you. You could check out that blog on makeupclasses.com. So yeah, two different settings, right? If you're in a studio, a photography studio, TV studio, film set, on location, you really want to keep your space clean. Sometimes we enter these spaces and they're not so clean. So my rule is to maybe even clean it up a little more. So I always say to myself, I'm going to leave the space cleaner than the way I found it. And when you're in someone's home, you really have to respect their space and not make a mess. And if you do make a mess, you always want to clean it up. Hygiene is very important. You want to be dressed properly. You want your clothes neat and clean. You want to carry yourself in a certain way. You want to always have good personal hygiene, and your kit as well. You want your kit to be super clean and beautiful, that all wiped down and tidy. That speaks volumes. This is your reputation. Remember, makeup artist, you're the walking brand. So the minute you walk in, the person's looking at you, and subconsciously you are being judged. If you have a very messy makeup kit and you're all disheveled and, you know, you look dirty, that person is not going to want to work with you. Or they may work with you that day, but never rehire you. So you always want to look professional, be neat and clean. Also, when you work in professional settings, you want to wipe your space down before you start working. Wipe the table, wipe the chair, make sure it's nice and clean. Sometimes I carry, and this is on my makeup kit inventory list, some type of essential oil that I can wipe the room down with, or some type of very light natural room spray. It just makes the area smell so beautiful. I love peppermint oil. I'll use that and just wipe down my table. And then when people enter the room, it just smells so fresh and clean. So cleaning before you get started, cleaning while you're working, wipe those bottles, discard of your garbage neatly. Don't just throw your garbage near the garbage can, throw it in the garbage. I can't tell you how many times I find garbage around garbage cans. It's like, really? You couldn't just put it in the can? So be aware of those little things as well. It really, again, it speaks volumes. So you wipe all your products down, your bottles, if there's little drips or dried makeup or stains, to have wipes and clean that up. It just looks really nice and neat. And if you're using other people's makeup, if you're using like a studio community makeup, wipe that down as well. You want to leave it cleaner than the way you found it and put things back. You know, if you're using paper towel and at the end of the day, there's a special closet for towels and sanitation materials, if things go in little boxes or containers, put those back and store everything properly. This shows respect for the people that own that. It shows respect for the studio that you're working in, for whatever environment you're in. If you're working in someone's home, it clearly shows respect that you are not coming in, causing a mess and leaving it for someone else to clean up. Shame on you. You clean your own mess, okay? You make it, you clean it. You don't leave it for someone else to do. When you're in someone's home, you're not familiar with the environment. So you have to communicate. You have to ask questions. Where are the garbage cans? If you spill something, you may need a little broom or a wipe. I like to bring wipes, disinfecting wipes. I'll wipe a table, wipe the chair down also after people use it as well. So again, this podcast is all about being respectful, leaving the area beautiful. So when you walk out of there, everyone who witnessed your work ethic, your habits, they're thinking, wow, this person really is professional. They truly care about what they do. And you'll be rehired. People will recognize that. They'll remember that. And they'll remember if you're messy and dirty too. They will remember that as well. So you want to be the person that is just overly clean and neat and just really respectful. It truly is the little big things that matter. You know, you might be saying this is such little, you know, information. Of course, I'm going to clean the space, but this is a very important reminder, and it is big. It's big for your career because employers want people that care. They want people, they want to hire people that treat their business as if it's their own. I remember when I worked for a photography studio, my very first professional makeup job that I ever had, people would walk in, customers would walk in, and I was only 22 years old at the time, maybe just 22. I could have been like 21. I don't remember. But they would ask me if I was the owner. That happened a couple times because of the way I presented myself. I was neat and clean. I just had this amazing respect for this business, and I absolutely loved it. Regardless if, you know, I worked with kind employers or employees, I had my own integrity and dignity. I was going to represent myself and my brand. And that was a really important, I guess, the learning lesson that I realized in the industry, that you gain a lot of respect if you are pulled together, if you're polished, if you're professional. You really gain the respect of customers and vendors and employers. It's a little big thing. Trust me, it's a little big thing. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast as much as I did about speaking on this professional topic. Please look up all of my social media. It's all makeup classes. Check out the website, makeupclasses.com. Subscribe, like, share photos. I love hearing from you. And share this podcast. Let other professionals know that there is a professional makeup classes podcast here for them. I know that they will really appreciate you if you share this with them. Well, guys, I will be back next week for another makeup classes podcast. Bye, everyone.